all, I would like to address some concerns that certain administrators have had regarding my speech here, and I would like to assure you that you will not hear any language that is not common at a dock workers' meeting, a Tourette's convention, or a profanity seminar. That being said, hi, everybody! The professors are right up here, so I'll say hi to them first, and allow me to thank you for the several hundred extensions over the years, the occasional classes outside on spring days, and the whole shepherding this motley crew of oddballs through 4 years of higher education thing. I figure any day when you're sure by the end of it that you've done something right is a good day, so I would hope that you're all having a pretty good day right now. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Consider this my way of saying thanks for not getting that German Shepherd. Sure, a German Shepherd could, you know, fetch the paper in the morning, which is probably handier than being able to write about American hegemony in the postmodern paradigm, but I still think you made the right call, and I appreciate it. Hi, Roger. I like Roger because he reminds me of a very important truism. No matter how much money you have, you still cannot buy height. I got Anne laughing, so I'm safe on that one. That's good. Hi, Galesburg! 4 years ago, when I showed up here in late August, I was wondering to myself what exactly I had done in order to end up here. But after 4 years of living in a place that has both the class of Seminary Street and the charm of the Broadview, I can say with sincerity that I love this damn town. Hi, President Obama. Wait. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Whoops. Sorry about that. I was just trying it out, seeing if it fits. By the way, if you'll check under your seat, you're going to find a copy of my resume, seeing as by the time this ceremony's over, I'm going from being a Knox student to just being plain old unemployed. So if you can check that out, I'd appreciate it. Is he really checking or does he think I'm joking? No, it's really down there. There we go. Anyway. Anyway. In keeping with this theme of trying on new titles, how about the graduating class of 2005, ladies and gentlemen? Right up here. Come on, give them a hand. That still sounds strange, I got to admit, but I like it better every time I hear it. I think I like it because there's something fundamentally special about being a Knox student, and this means that I'm officially part of the fascinating parade of thinkers and artists, pioneers and rebels, and even the occasional traitor that have called this place home. The first time I realized how unique a place Knox is was a few weeks into my first year, when a guy down the hall was worried his malaria was acting up again. I did mention this guy's a prince of Ghana, right? All right, there's that. There we go. And then there's this one gender women's studies class where a discussion of how women are represented in media turned into 25 young feminists talking about the merits of Malibu Barbie as opposed to Cowgirl Skipper. That's kind of strange. And what about our weekends? Whether you a good Saturday night consists of playing Dance Dance Revolution until 3 in the morning, walking about campus wrapped in a blanket singing show tunes, drinking down cold cans of things that don't need to be mentioned here, or just running around in a gorilla suit, we can all agree that we're having too good of a time to get enough sleep. And that's just Knox. Knox is a place that offers a thoroughly diverse group of people a substantial bit of freedom to create what they will with their educational experience. And given the diversity of our student body, the results have been spectacular, because I've never been to a place where such a wide range of people can fit together so well as a community. Knox takes this wildly different collection of young men and women, many of whom are probably geniuses in their own right, and lets them learn what they want to learn so they can do what they want to do. And as a result, there are generations upon generations of Knox students that have been doing great things for well over 100 years. And now we are part of this long, proud tradition. I'm not sure if I deserve this honor quite yet, but I know I'm not the first person to stand here right around the corner from where Lincoln stood and feel a little bit humbled. But here we all are, nonetheless, walking out of here with a little more brains and, in some cases, quite a bit less hair, as Knox's 167th graduating class. Here's to the next step. Thank you.